Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Greg Giannotti, my good buddy, is with us right now. G, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I'm sitting, I was back by KR, or by Caitlin this morning, you know, hanging out with her, talking to her. And she's got, you know, you guys are on. And I hear in the background, I hear you guys talking. I hear my name brought up. And so I tell her, you know, pop the radio up a little bit. Let me hear what's going on here. And I have the pleasure of hearing G, to, in all due respect to the late, great Jimi Hendrix, to the great song Hey Joe, doing basically a theme of Hey Joe about me, as I am, instead of going with the gun in my hand, going with the bat in my hand, to Florham Park to beat up Christopher Johnson and Adam Gase. So I got to tell you, I'm listening to this and I'm cracking up as you were doing. I got to give you credit. I thought that was a tremendous job, bro. I really did.
Well, thank you. You know, so you know, I was a musician growing up.
Of course.
Up,
now, were you playing the guitar? Because I didn't see it. Were you playing the guitar?
Yeah, yeah.
You were, right?
Yeah, I played the guitar. I played the guitar solo. I did the whole thing.
So you were doing so not only were you doing the singing of it, but you were doing like the Jimi Hendrix riffs as well?
Yeah, I did. I opened it up and then I played the guitar solo. And I did. So there's a couple, I still play the guitar and there's a couple of songs that I really like that I remember. And I thought it'd be cool if I played with the band this year. And that's one of my favorite songs of all time. And I sat there and I said, well, that would be a song I'd be confident in playing. And then I thought to myself, I was like, wait a second. We're on TV. We're on the radio. The lyrics to that song, the real lyrics to that song, are very, very depressing and violent.
So I said,
man, I don't know if I want to do that. So then I thought, wait a second. Hey, Joe.
Right,
you and
right.
the Jets. The audience here is a WFAN audience that's in front of me. They're all going to know you. It's perfect. So I just, on the spot, you know, in those like 10 minutes I thought of it, I just decided to have me singing Hey Joe and then adding your voice in there. And it ended up, people seemed to like it. So I'm really happy that you heard it and you liked it. That means a lot to me.
No, I thought it was terrific, bro. And I know that you have, because people that don't know, G's a very talented guy. I mean, he almost went to Juilliard, right? Didn't you almost go to Juilliard?
I did audition there. I didn't get in, though, yeah.
Well, as I said, almost went to Juilliard. That's exactly what I said.
Right.
So you definitely have talent in that area. I just thought it was very funny. And, you know, you do a great impression of me. And, I wasn't very happy, as you know, last week about the Jet disgrace. That's for sure. But but anyway.
Well, you know what? I mean, does Boomer's take on it change your mind at all?
No. Come on. Hold on. Does Boomer take Boomer on the owner? On the owner you're talking about?
Yes, because there are. Now, listen, I expected you to say no. But there were a lot of Jet fan listeners that said, listen, I hated it, and then Boomer came on and then told me all this stuff, and now I feel better about it. I mean, I don't know. I think that it was going to happen at some point. It's just, to me, what I don't understand is how you deem a guy, you know, unfit for a job after you told him to author the most important offseason they've had in decades. I mean, that's the thing that I didn't understand.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Right, but at the same time, you know, if it was going to happen at any point, if it was going to happen at the end of the year, then, you know, the difference between at the end of the year and now, it's not that big of a deal, you know. But I just wish Christopher Johnson had seen this coming, because he knew who Mike Maccagnan was.
Right.
When he interviewed Adam Gase, he knew his personality.
Yep.
He had to be savvy enough to realize that at the time it wasn't going to work, as opposed to, you know, crossing his fingers and hoping for the best, you know?
Well, he's not savvy because he's an incompetent owner. That's the bottom line. And we could talk, and Boomer could defend him till the cows come home. I don't buy for a second that Boomer believes it. So that's, you want my feeling on it?
Yeah.
That's it. This guy was stabbed in the back. Adam Gase sold him a bill of goods, and he basically stabbed Maccagnan in the back. And look, I'm not saying Maccagnan was the greatest GM, And if you would have fired McCagnan the same day he fired Todd Bowles, nobody cares. Okay? All right.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. But the way they did it was in typical incompetent Jet fashion. And that's the problem. And with that said, I think they're going to have a good year this year. No, I do. But here's what, worries me, though, bro. I have seen this. If he goes out and wins, let's say, 9-10 games this year and they make the playoffs, or even if they don't, but let's say they win 10 games, every coach since Parcells in his first year has had a winning record as Jet coach. Everyone. And then by his fourth year, they're gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know. That's what worries me. But you said it when he got hired, they better go to the playoffs this year.
Well,
so it's not like if they go to the playoffs, you're going to be like, well, I got to see another year. You'll be happy. You'll be happy if they go to the playoffs.
I'll be happy, but I won't be completely sold that Gaze is the guy. You know, you understand what I'm saying? The only way I'm sold is if he at least got to the Super Bowl this year. And I'm not saying it's going to happen. But then I would look at it differently. If he gets to the playoffs and they get knocked out in the divisional round, I've seen this act before. Is he going to be the coach 4 years from now? Is he going to be the guy that's going to be holding the Lombardi Trophy with the confetti coming down? You know, that's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying, bro?
And I do. And I also think it's how it happens. Like, we fall into this trap where we have these, like, generic sort of expectations for the team. Like, they got to do this, they got to do that. But it's also how the team plays. It's how the guys talk. It's, like, no distractions. It's how Sam Darnold plays.
Right.
It's all these,
sure,
these X factors.
Sure.
That, like, if you see an identity change with this group and you see Sam Darnold take a huge step forward and they end up, you know, maybe losing on wild card weekend to a better team, and Sam plays great, you're thinking, wow, that was a huge step forward, mm-hmm, and maybe you'll be happy with that. It's just hard to put these hard line expectations and thoughts on a team that we haven't seen play yet, but there's a lot of fear out there that the Jets handed the keys to a guy who's a lot of talk, he's very confident, he's very controlling, but we don't know if he has any clue as to what he's doing yet. That's the biggest fear.
Well, that's the problem. This guy, you know, if this is Mike McCarthy and this is a guy that's won a Super Bowl and he's been to the playoffs 9 times and he's 50 games over 500 and you gave him the keys to the castle, I'm looking at it a lot differently. You know what I'm saying, bro? A lot different.
Sure, sure. Of course. And I know some of the McCarthy stuff that came out after the season. I mean, I don't know what to believe or not. I mean,
the media hosed him. Come on. The media did a hatchet job on the guy. It was unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, and it makes me crazy when I hear this. And we're talking to the great Greg Giannotti. It makes me crazy when I hear. It really does. Well, he only won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. And then when I talk to people and I say, well, was Don Shula a great coach? And, oh, yeah, he's one of the great coaches of all time. Well, let me ask you something. How come he couldn't win a Super Bowl with Dan Marino? How come?
Yeah. No, I agree.
So that's nonsense.
I was all about Mike McCarthy.
Of course.
And then, you know, I was a little bit, you know, that day that they hired Adam Gase, I wasn't as, you know, I'm also not a Jet fan
like you.
I wasn't as upset with that approach, because when he first got fired, I thought to myself, you know, this is a guy. I did not want to see the Jets hire another inexperienced guy. That could not have happened. I agree with that. So the fact that the options were limited, it's just that McCarthy was there, and I'm really curious to see if things fall apart. This will be your true test if Mike McCarthy is a guy who's no one wants to touch anymore or not. If things fall apart in Pittsburgh this year after they got rid of some of these big personalities
right.
and Antonio Brown's gone and all this stuff, and they fall apart again, and Mike Tomlin gets fired, if the Steelers hire Mike McCarthy or don't hire Mike McCarthy, that'll tell me everything I need to know about Mike McCarthy and how he is viewed by one of the most competent franchises
yes.
in football, even though they've gone through a lot of drama. But they know their head coaches. They don't change head coaches a lot. And if the Steelers fire Mike Tomlin after a bad year and don't hire Mike McCarthy, that says to me that he wasn't the right guy for the Jets.
Well, let me tell you right now, don't be thinking that Pittsburgh is going to suddenly turn into a 6-10 team, because I don't buy that for a second. I know better than that. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Well, yeah, I know. I get it. I think Ben's going to have another thing.
Right.
It's all about Ben, man. It's all about him.
And here's the other thing with that division. Yeah, everybody's anointing the Cleveland Browns. This is a young team with a rookie head coach that's won nothing, and with a second year quarterback. And now you're putting all this pressure on Cleveland. Let me tell you, that could be a disaster waiting to happen. It really could.
Sure. I think smart NFL people that have been around, you know, think exactly that. But I mean, can you blame them? I mean, for crying out loud,
I understand.
The team's been dead. It's just exciting to have something. And this is where, you know, we haven't had this a little bit with the Jets and Darnold. And then with the Knicks, you know, we'll have it at some point, hopefully this offseason. But it's just like, just that excitement of going into a season. And the Yankees every year, you kind of have that excitement. But the expectations are there. It's the fun gets
different.
It's
different with the Yankees. The Yankees are different.
Right. But it's like, it's just that, like, I wish I was a Cleveland Browns fan going into this year. Like, I just wish I had that excitement around my team. Like, oh, my God, something special.
You know what I want, bro?
Bro. Kevin Durant.
I don't want excitement. I want championships.
I know.
I don't want to throw a parade for the Knicks because they signed Kevin Durant. You know what I mean?
Win me a title. One step at a time.
Championship. That goes for all of them. I don't believe it until I see it. I don't believe it until I see it.
Yeah.
That's me.
No, I know. And then every day, this is going to be the longest couple of months with this, and up until July 1st, because one day it's going to be the Knicks. The other day it's going to be the Nets, and then it's going to be the Clippers.
Yep.
And then it's going to be staying with Golden State, and then this, and then that. It's like it's going to be so mind numbing to deal with all the rumors every single day. But I've taken July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd off into July 4th every day. When I was a producer, when I was a host, that was the week.
Not
I would
this year,
take
though.
Off July. Not this year. I am on the air. Those July 4th, I'll take off. They'll put Richard Neer on from 6 to 10. But I'm telling you, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I am there, and I can't wait to see what happens.
Gee, it's always a pleasure. Now, next time, what we have to do one time is before all is said and done, before I finally walk away for good, which is going to be relatively soon, what we need to do, we got to do a duet once. All right?
Yes.
Because you know me. I will, even though I'm no great singer, I will give it a shot. You know that. You know me. I'm ready to do that.
Sure.
So
you're a better singer than you give yourself credit for. One of my favorite moments of all time was when me and you filled in during mornings. It was me, you, and Minko for a week. I came back.
Right.
I used to,
right.
When I worked in Pittsburgh, I would take vacation just to work at WFAN. So I took a week off
from
Pittsburgh
just
to come home and work. I would work my vacations. And we did a morning show, a week of morning shows, and you sang Beyond the Sea.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Entire song.
Bobby Darin.
You belted it out, and it was just amazing. So, yeah, without a doubt, we will do a duet. We will do that. We'll do Frank. We'll do something.
I'm ready. I'm ready, bro.
100%. I am in. I love it.
Maybe, you know what we'll do? Here's what we'll do. We'll do it at the retirement party. All right? You good with that?
Yeah. Absolutely, 100%, man. Count me in. That's
right.
It'll be a sad day because you're walking away, but it'll be the happiest day in the world because I know you're finally you'll get down to Florida and you'll have tea times for the rest of your life.
There you go. That's what I'm looking to do, bro. It's always a pleasure. Get home safe and terrific job with that little skit today on the show.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. It means a lot to me. All the love, bro.
All of it, baby. The great Greg Giannotti.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.